Welcome to Bad Football Pod, Episode 4. I'm here with Steph, Ricky, Peter. Today we're going to be talking Serie A, U.S. problems, Roma's tree trophy, and Inter's possible transfer targets. Let's just go ahead and start with Juve. Fuck it, I'll start. Paratici is in deep shit. I saw Sarri even stated in his interview that they need to cut 6 players. And I thought, imagine if this was Inter. I mean, we'll be torn into pieces by the media, but... the media has no shame. They're reporting Pogba to Juve still, Tutto Sport. And big props to Calcio and Finanza, probably the only Twitter account that I follow. They said that Juve needs to sell around 4 players, including Dybala. And all of this mess is to cover up Cristiano Ronaldo deal and the light, and the reason actually why Marotta left. Steph, I'll start with you. Are Juve in deep shit, or will Paratici manage to pull something out?
Deep shit in financial or deep shit in on their pitch, because those are very two different problematics.
Well, they are linked together in the end, but let's say financially.
Financially, they definitely have created a debt after signing Cristiano Ronaldo. Not so much from the 100 million fee that they agreed. I believe it was 100, maybe a little bit more. But it's the wages. He's on incredibly high wages, and they're just sucking the life out of whatever income you were managing to make. Their stadium isn't that big. It's only like, what, 30,000, maybe 40,000 seats?
Mm-hmm. And also RBO is 12 million per year, right?
Is he?
I don't know. Peter, Ricky, how much is it for RBO?
No, I think Rabiot, De Ligt are around 10, but you also have Higuain around 9, so they have and Dybala as well. So they have a lot of players that just, it's the wages that's the problem at Juve, and that's why they're getting rid of, well, they're trying to get rid of the big wages.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, is this the year maybe that Juve fails finally? Peter, your thoughts on Juve's problems?
I mean, we know the reason Marotta left, and he's a smart guy. He saw this coming, so he jumped ship. He, disagreed with their whole plan. And, let's just say the shit is on its way to the fan right now.
Mm. I mean, I feel like Neymar is going to be a huge domino to all of this. If the deal gets done with Barcelona for cash and Coutinho, then the possibility of seeing Dybala in an Inter shirt increases from 30 to 70%. So it all will be in Inter's hands. So it'll be really interesting to see what the hell Dybala is going to do. And I'm really happy that Juve is in trouble finally. After 9 years, who knows, maybe this will be the year. Let's get on with Inter. Guys, honestly, I woke up today really excited for the Lukaku video, but I was really disappointed by Inter Media House. Like, are you serious? They're like, okay, this is Big Rob. Let's just compare him to Godzilla. Or, did you guys see the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's not like they didn't have the time to come up with something. This has been going on forever, so they had time to figure out something better. It was just very, very underwhelming.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Paris Snitch for making the greatest edit of all time on Twitter.
Yeah, shout out to Paris Snitch, seriously. Making the hot memes. Guys, did we catch the game versus Valencia, anyone?
I did.
And? Thoughts?
Personal thoughts? Overall, decent match. You can see that Conte is valuing the defensive work rate more than the actual... mostly because we don't really have all our players yet, probably. But I think the defensive tactics are pretty much, well-established at this point, since we've come along through the preseason and there was a slow build-up with all the friendlies in between and all the traveling. But besides that, so we're going to start seeing, more goals once we get a complete package of strikers. At the moment, we have, Lautaro and Lukaku, and I don't see Esposito really starting much throughout the season, unfortunately. But the midfield, besides that, the midfield is pretty solid. I have to say, I still love Cincy.
Barella,
we're missing a
somebody big outside for for me personally, one more forward, one more striker, one more midfield signing, and that's it. We're good. We're good to go. I mean, obviously, you know, we need to offload some players, but as far as players coming in, I see it as two players short, maybe a second, maybe three players if we want to bring in a second striker. If we want to do, like, you know, Dzeko and Dybala, you know, then say three, and then another midfielder. But other players are need to leave. I like – one thing I do like is, even though, you know, we obviously are attached to certain players, I like how anyone that's caused any sort of riffraff at the club over, like, the last year or two is just being automatically shipped out. It's just it's nice to see that there's just a culture of, you know, hey, like, if you're going to cause, you know, a ruckus, we're just not about that. You're going to be gone. You're going to be canceled. And that's what they're doing. Literally everyone that was involved with that entire shit show this past year, you know, they're being, you know, cast out. I know Joe Mario was pretty quiet over this past season. But last summer, obviously, you know, there was this famous with Inter, it's over. So I know that they're focusing on getting him out. You know, as far it'd be nice to see him, you know, leave, but that one might be a little bit more difficult. So we'll see how that one goes. But if we get rid of those two guys, bring in one more, you know, solid midfielder, I mean, and then have an attack of Lukaku, Lautaro, Dzeko, and potentially, you know, Dybala. I mean, that's call me an optimist, but we're talking, like, you know, serious contention for even the Champions League.
If that happens, we eating good. I'm serious. listen, Peter, Rakitic or Milinkovic-Savic?
I mean, Milinkovic-Savic is, you know, the ideal dream. I mean, for the guy's talent, you know, his age, the fact that he knows the league, he's been playing it for a while, and Lazio plays the same system as well. It's like, you know, he would fit like a glove. So that's the ideal move to make. And if we can get rid of, you know, Icardi and João Mario, you know, I mean, with the sales that we still have to make, you know, we can clear another 100 million. Then, yeah, Milinkovic-Savic could be very realistic. Rakitic, maybe just for like a short-term fix. We can't get, you know, Savic this year. Bringing Rakitic and playing next to Brozovic would be cool. But, you know, the number one, the top, you know, candidate is obviously Milinkovic-Savic.
What about you, Steph? Rakitic or Milinkovic?
If we signed Lukaku and Milinkovic-Savic in the same transfer market, Financial Fair Play would bend us over and just fuck us.
Really? No, because
I don't think that's true, though.
Yeah, Ricky, go ahead.
Especially since, from what I saw, if we do get Milinkovic, it won't be cash. It will be, well, it will obviously be cash, but it will be like Gagliardini or Politano plus cash. So he'll only cost us about 40 million, 50 million in cash at most. And his contract isn't that heavy either. I think he wants 5 million a year. But the real deal breaker is going to be Icardi. You know, if he stays, then that's 70 million thrown away. And if we manage to sell him, then that's a lot of money we can reinvest. Unless we, of course, swap with Dybala. We do have players also, João Mario. I think they're trying to sell him now. And Dalbert as well, as we saw now, there's a swap deal they're trying to pull off with Fiorentina for Biraghi. So yeah, Inter clearly have a lot of players, a lot of bidoni that we have to sell. But yeah, hopefully we can sell them and sign one or two stars for this team and make Conte the team that he wants so that he can win the league this year. And I'll go to Duomo and celebrate.
We will go to Duomo and celebrate.
We will all go to Duomo.
Exactly. And the thing you got to remember, too, is it's not the same Inter as, you know, a few years back. I don't know if you guys, you know, remember specifically, but I paid attention to all those new sponsorship deals Sunning signed, you know, when they first came in that first year, you know, year and a half. And all those, I mean, everybody's seen the revenue growth that they've brought us to. You know, we've gone from, I think we were somewhere in the 20s, so now we're the 14th, you know, the highest club as far as revenue goes. So our revenue is I think last time we saw was at least half a billion. And the whole financial fair play thing is, you know, you can't outspend whatever revenue you have coming in, you know, with respect to, you know, some things here and there. So we have the ability, now that we're finally out of the settlement agreement and we have all the, you know, all the deals and sponsorship deals and revenue that Sunning has put in place, you know, we can play with the big boys now, and that's why the whole Lukaku thing happened. Juventus, I mean, Paratici, you know, he was taught in the school of Marotta. Marotta taught the guy everything he knows. And Paratici thought he was going to get one over, you know, his sensei, his mentor, if you will. And instead, all Marotta did, Marotta was playing with the guy. He literally just toyed with Paratici the whole entire time. He let him get a sniff of Lukaku, let everybody get all excited. And then just at the last second, he said, all right, I'll show you exactly, you know, how I work. And he took Lukaku right off from under his nose. Beautiful, fantastic work. And that, my friends, is a life that we have ahead of us.
Hashtag Don Beppe Masterclass.
Exactly. We also have to thank Dybala for asking the moon while trying to get transferred to Manchester United.
Is it really thanking Dybala or Marotta?
Well, I think it kind of 50-50 is there, but Dybala was supposed to swap for Lukaku, I believe, or there was supposed to be some sort of, you know, you take Dybala and we'll take Lukaku and we'll kind of just scribble whatever fee you want to say that we paid. Dybala was asking for 20 million. Remember the first pod we did, I said that he was likely to move. The problem with that is that United wasn't keen on paying that much on his wages when, you know, they had just signed. They were planning to sign Maguire at the time, and they also had signed Aaron Wan-Bissaka. And the wages would just have been too much, I guess, even for a big club like them.
What if Dybala just has a pre-agreement with Marotta that he's showing in? Who knows?
Who knows? It's a masterclass.
Yeah. Two more things that happened today for the Interisti. First of all, Perisic left to Bayern.
Even the terrible.
How would you rate him? Because he's been in Inter for 4 years. If you had to give him an overall grade, 1 to 10, through his career, Peter.
I mean, at the end of the day, I look at the value of the player. You know, at least in the modern day, you know, culture, I look at the value of the player when we bought him and what he's contributed. For 16 million, when we were originally bought the guy back in what, 2015. You know, give us about 40 goals and 40 assists. You know, got to say thanks. He put in his first couple of years, he put in some, you know, great effort for us. And then, you know, of course, he's, you know, the last couple of years, he's just been kind of like on and off. So, I mean, his overall grade, I don't know. I'm partial. I kind of like the guy, so I'll give him an 8. But more so for his first 2 years with us than his last 2 years.
I was kind of disappointed that he left, honestly, because I thought he would work well under Conte's system as a left wing back. But his highlight of his career at Inter was him grabbing Cuadrado's throat.
Cuadrado.
And the 2-2.
Yes, that is amazing. That is the stuff of legends right there.
Yeah. Steph, what are your thoughts on Perisic being gone now?
Oh, I just want to add onto what you said. I don't think Perisic wanted to play left back, and that might have been the reason that he looked to move elsewhere. Mm. But I want to rate his seasons at Inter with a 7.5, because the first two seasons were great, and then we saw a steady decline. And there was one point where he was the best left winger in Serie A. I don't know. I kind of liked him as a player. I don't want to be too biased. If we were still playing in a 4-2-3-1, I would have kept him. But since we're playing in a 3-5-2, I'm just going to have to say that he's not fitting for the type of system. He's getting a bit older as well. And, you know, just I think it's the best for him to just move on out, you know, the club of his wages as well. And see if he can do well at Bayern as well. We'll see.
I think he's going to be a stud there.
I mean, he played in Germany before. He played in Germany before. He knows the league. I think he'll do very well there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be something fresh for him. But like I said, the most important thing for us is the fact that anyone that has caused any sort of trouble with the team over the last year or two is just that they're canceled. Everybody's getting chipped out. Perisic, done. Icardi, obviously done. You know, they're done. They're just like Conte said, no more Pazza. that's not the move now, and which is good because we're building an identity. And even though we haven't had the forwards yet, even in these preseason games, you know, we've competed with all the best squads without any real forwards. You know, just some kids that we had running out there. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next month here. Now that we actually have some forwards, to see how this team plays.
Yeah, you said Perisic gone, Nainggolan gone, Icardi probably gone, João Mario hopefully gone because Monaco is after him. And today's news, Dalbert, Fiorentina is interested in him for Birague. Guys, thoughts?
I would love that. I think Birague is a great left back. Can defend, can attack, can hit the free kicks, can cross. Overall, complete wing back, in my opinion. You know, he's also development from the Inter Academia. But overall, I think since I'm kind of biased against Albert, you know, I just don't like him. He took forever to learn Italian. I don't think he's very bright either, to be honest. But I hope it happens, honestly. He just says he doesn't want to go. He's getting paid way too well at Inter, like every other player. And we'll see what happens, I guess.
I'm starting to get concerned. Look at our midfield if it happens. Birague, Barella, Gagliardini, Sensi, Di Marco, all Italian. Are you kidding me? So with Conte, we're going to be 80% Italian team in a year, let's say?
Candreva will be reborn.
You know, oh, Candreva? Sorry,
yeah, Candreva too. Don't forget him. No, you know what it is? And then, you know, I mean, obviously, D'Ambrosio plays defense. But, yeah, no, they're putting in a serious Italian core into the team. But I put some thought into this because originally, you know, I remember Torhüter's famous interview when the media was asking him, oh, you guys don't have enough Italians. And his response was, we're looking for talent. Doesn't matter where the source is. And especially with, you know, a club with the history that we have, that just makes sense. But the more I thought about it, the more that I never understood why it was that we had so much chaos, you know, especially over the past few seasons, is I think that having Italians in the team will help just them, like, actually people actually just give a shit about the team in general. You know, when you have like the Balkans versus, you know, the South Americans versus whatever, these little factions that we had, you know, there's no one that really, at the end of the day, would care that much about the club itself because they don't have any personal attachment to it. Now, you know, that's not saying for everybody because obviously we have players like Skriniar that, you know, would die for our shirt. But I think having that solid core will help, you know, give us stability and people that will actually want to fight for just, you know, the pride of the club.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. I think that's exactly why we got Barella and also Lukaku, because Lukaku, I don't know if you've been following his Instagram stories, but he's like in love with Inter. I mean, the guy really wants to have a second chance. He looks like he was treated really badly in Manchester, which maybe was justified for how he played sometimes. But I like giving second chances to players or players that really believe in working with us. So Barella's, I think, even though he's been some people have criticized him in the preseason, even though I think it's ridiculous criticizing a guy after 20 minutes of football in the preseason in August. But I think people like that who hustle and who want to just play all out, especially Conte, who wants 120% from his players, I think that's perfect for us. That's exactly what we want. So getting rid of these troublemakers, like you said, you know, all these factions, and making a core that's a team, that's like a family. But my only issue is concerning Nainggolan and Perisic is we got loan deals. So they're going to be coming back. And even though Perisic has a option to buy, I don't think Bayern are getting him. I think they're just waiting for Sané to cure because he tore his ACL or something. So I'm just worried about what will happen next year. Will we be back to like year zero where we have to ship them out again? Or what do we do? Because they're old, like they don't have any like actual value anymore. So I wonder what's going to happen next year. But I guess that's Dombepe's masterclass for next year.
I'm kind of glad we got rid of Nainggolan because I guess you saw the video already that he was already smoking in Kanye.
I think they're just going to end up going to China. Suning.
I don't. Oh yeah, that's right. I don't think Suni will want him there, because the image is kind of ruined already, and they're not about that.
Even if he doesn't play for Jiangsu, Suning's team in China, there's still a really good chance that he could go play for any other team in China.
Oh yeah, just not Suning. That's what I meant.
Right. Especially his. I mean, his background and everything, is his ethnicity would be huge for that market in general. Even if he doesn't, play for Suning. So I think, realistically, I think he wants to stay in Italy with his wife and her medical issues right now until that gets sorted. And, depending on how things go as far, in that department, come next summer, he might want that big money move, and China would make a lot of sense to do that.
Did anybody catch the Roma game yesterday? At least the highlights. You guys saw that Dzeko was balling there? Scored a beautiful goal.
Yeah, Dzeko scored a really nice goal.
Balling since the Nations League, hasn't he?
Say that again. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I said Dzeko's been balling since the Nations League or whatever.
Yeah. He's been Roma's best player by far. Even though
he's practicing for Inter.
I think he's got 2 good years left in him. Perfect backup for Lukaku. He might be even a starter. Who knows?
I mean, he's got the experience. He's got the Champions League experience. He can play at the end of the day, we're going to be playing with 2 strikers. So there's going to be at least 3 guys on rotation constantly between Lukaku, Dzeko, and Lautaro.
Hopefully Esposito gets some time too, because he's a stud.
I was going to say, who Dzeko reminds me of, even in his age now, he's like 32, 33.
Julio Cruz.
I was going to say Ibrahimovic. Actually,
what?
Technical player. Yes, listen to me here. Give me a second. Technical player, good with his head, good with the first touch, not much pace, has strength, can hit the ball on the volley from virtually any angle, always, very professional. And even as he gets on with his age, his football doesn't diminish, because those are the type of strikers that don't really rely on their pace. They rely on their technical ability and the way the system, the team around them plays for them. So as long as the team plays for a striker of that level, he's going to get shots on target. He's going to get goals.
And with this, we're going to end the podcast.
Ibra to Inter.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to miss the 2019 Inter team that played the friendlies. We go down 1-0, no problem. Esposito comes in the end and we score 3 consecutive games on penalties, man. That was fun. Even though it was with Longo and stuff like that, it was kind of exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting the fact that we were able to pull off, scoring without any forwards.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, it was always.
So that
a
makes
penalty.
You think. That just makes you think. Like, just imagine what it's going to be like when we actually have forwards in play.
And we managed to discover Esposito, who we didn't know much about before, besides him playing a couple of minutes on his debut.
We should definitely give him to Sassuolo or Udinese, and he'll play there like 15, 20 games and be worth already.
Not Sassuolo.
Oh yeah, fuck Sassuolo.
Yeah. I hope they go to Serie B. This is a non-biased podcast.
We're not biased.
Okay, and last thing, Snyder retired today. Kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, so.
Hats off to a legend.
Man, that's...
Should have won Ballon d'Or in 2010.
I was thinking about it.
100% should have.
I think if he won the World Cup, they would have given it to him.
If they won the World Cup, they would have given it to him. And you know what sucks about that whole situation too? Not only did he drag the team to the final,
he's top scorers,
but he put Robin through one on one versus Diaz. Not once, but twice in that game.
Oh yeah.
And had Robin just scored one of those 2 opportunities where he was one on one, then boom, they would have won the World Cup. And you know what I mean? It's like, how much more could that guy have done? He literally did everything in the most phenomenal tournament ever. Just completely made our team work offensively that year. He was for sure robbed. And I think the Modric, award this past year was kind of, to vindicate him a little bit.
Guys, before we go off, I want to get your thoughts. Well, actually, prediction time. Two players that Inter is going to sign before the transfer deadline, and prediction for the result against Lecce. I know it's too early, but we're doing this. Ricky, you go first.
Okay, we're going to sign on deadline day Dybala Icardi swap, one of the biggest swap deals in history. And then we'll also get SMS on the same day. No, I don't know, but hopefully we get, I hope we get two big players, but it depends on if we sell. But yeah, SMS and Dybala, because I'm really optimistic. I believe in Dombepe. And for the results, I hope we win, because otherwise I'll boo everyone at the stadium. I'll say 3-0, two goals by Lukaku on his debut with his first touch, like a clumsy dinosaur. And then who else is going to score? You know what? I'm going to say Brozo from outside the box. I just feel like it.
Ricky dropping bombs. All the 10,000 listeners will be not being able to sleep tonight.
Sorry, 1,000 slipped out of your tongue.
Steph, what about you?
I'm going to be quick because my battery's dying. I'm going to say...
this is a professional pod. Right?
We're going to miss the bomb.
Is Steph gone? Okay, Peter, go ahead.
Well, his battery died. It's like the Kanye West. I'm gonna let you finish, and then
yeah, he just texted. Oh my god,
that's awesome. So I guess my predictions. I mean, Zach was kind of a guarantee at this point, and yeah, I'm gonna say SMS. Let's go.
Okay, let's see if Steph is back. Steph.
No, he's dead. He just texted me.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for being on the pod.
What about your prediction?
Oh, my prediction? Okay.
Now I want the nukes.
I'm going to say, just to be different, because everybody said Milinkovic and Dybala, I'm going to say bet is Dzeko. Sorry, Ricky, you're the one who said Dybala. Peter said Dzeko. I'm going with Peter, Dzeko. And I would say one Barcelona midfielder might be coming. So yeah.
And no score? Kidding, you're really feeling that one happening.
What? Which one?
I said the certain Barcelona midfielder.
Yeah.
So Vidal or Rakitic, I'm guessing.
Perhaps maybe
on loan.
Maybe Busquets, our favorite player.
Oh no way, Busquets comes to be
over. Oh god.
Okay, perfect, guys. We did 30 minutes. We managed. So yeah, we'll chat. We'll chat next week probably. Okay.
Sounds good. Always happy to jump on.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Yeah. See you.